So one of the things that we've learned is with taking an integral or holistic approach is both how to bring things together and also how to differentiate them. So we're seeing unity and diversity, unity and diversity. And it's this diversity that turns out to be as important as the unity, because it's the diversity where each of our unique talents lie. And it's the diversity where each of our unique capacities and our unique awareness is going to lie. And then ultimately, of course, we want to touch bases with as many as we can that's pragmatically possible. We don't want to overdo it. And as I said, Mike Murphy and I, when we were developing integral transformative practice, we used to say we don't want to give people metaphysical hernias. So we don't want to put, you know, so much stuff in that it's just overwhelming. But what we do want is the minimal amount of material that gives the maximal amount of results. And so that's the framework that we have. And one of those elements that we've learned that shows differences that are important are just generically referred to as types. Now, types is, of all of the elements that we examine in the integral framework, types is one of the most different of elements. And one of the reasons is that with all of the other elements, like levels or lines or states, it just turns out that there's a relatively fixed number of those. And so when we look at states, we look at waking, dreaming, deep sleep, witnessing, and non-dual, that's sort of five major states. And there are all sorts of little minor variations, and there are states you can train yourself in and so on. But those five pretty much cover the real basics. And when you're looking at levels of development, if you're somewhere between 8 and 10, you're covering the major levels of vertical development. And you just don't find models that have much more than that, because we find we just don't need them. That as development unfolds, it unfolds in these sort of, you know, chunk-like transformative leaps, and there's only so many required to get you from birth to enlightenment. But when it comes to typologies, first of all, the number of typologies are staggering. They're just literally 100 or more. And the thing about types is that almost anything can be made into a typology. But the real typologies that we're interested in are ones that, first of all, don't cover the other dimensions that we've dealt with, because we've already covered those, and we don't need to just toss in a typology based on those. But the real definition of a type, and I use a simple typology like masculine and feminine right now, the real definition of a type is that it's a characteristic that a person has, and that characteristic, even though it can grow and develop and expand, become more inclusive, and so on, it doesn't itself fundamentally change. So if you're born male or you're born female, then at infrared level, if you're male, you're male. At the next level, magenta, you're still male. The next level, red, you're still male, and so on. And so it's a characteristic that is generally going to follow you throughout your life. And the little footnote on that is that in some models of masculine and feminine, evidence suggests that the higher your growth, your level growth, your altitude, then the more masculine and feminine tend to be integrated in individuals. So by the time you get to second tier, and Carol Gilligan calls that stage integrated, as many pioneering developmentalists do, starting around second tier, she maintains that the evidence shows that the essential differences between masculine and feminine start to merge. And so men start to include ways of thinking that are more typically feminine. And feminines start to include ways of thinking that are more typically masculine. And so in that sense, they really do start to become integrated. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to actually lose your masculine capacities. You can actually become more masculine in the sense of feeling much better about yourself as a man, feeling comfortable with the traditional characteristics of being a man. But you're also including ways of thinking that you didn't include at earlier stages that tend to have more feminine flavor. And so in a sense, it's a way to have the best of both possible worlds.